Like, here's the thing.
Good afternoon, Divorce and the Restaurant Supplies. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. It's Ruben at Cardiff. Is Josh in?
He is. He's with someone at the moment. Yeah.
I can hold or he can call me back, whatever's easiest.
Okay. Give us just a sec, Ruben, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks. Hey there, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
Do okay. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Times 20. So, I am waiting on your customer. I did speak to them yesterday.
Which one are we talking about, Ruben?
How many deals do you have, Josh?
I don't remember doing a lease with anybody. I mean, I just don't
I
have
I did
anything.
It for you. I just get you paid.
You just do all my work and make me look good. That's
correct. I'm kind of like your girl on this, your hooker in a sense.
about that? But anyway.
Anyways. PS80 Partners, Victoria's customer. You asked me to talk to them?
Okay. Now, as it turns out, I mean, we're all good on this end because... Actually, they informed us that they don't have certain voltage requirements or electricity requirements for some of the equipment, so we had to make a change. And in the end, I don't think they do need more money.
Oh, okay. So they're getting everything they wanted.
I think so, yeah. Luckily, we've sort of clarified some things before shipping the equipment out, thank God.
Okay, cool.
So I think we're in good shape on that.
Cool.
Thank you, though.
No problem.
Okay.
Just to, by the way, I'm getting I wanted to thank you for that kind of just relayed over to Excel. I'm starting to get a lot of approvals for people.
Oh, good for you.
You
so
know,
it was a worthwhile deal attending that conference.
Well, I pay for that. That comes out of my paycheck, not our company. So
uh-huh.
It's a huge risk. It's a lot of money, but I'll just kind of tell you kind of what my response is. I don't know. You know, I'm busy, and I don't want to be rude. I don't know if these deals will fund, but for instance, there's a guy that the guy that called me from Texas. He has a guy that has a. What I'm really good at is playing deal monkey and putting these things together.
Right.
And because the problem is, like, who does he? He has a customer that comes in. They're starting a hotel. They own all these other hotels, but the guy doesn't have the best credit, even though he has all these hotels. And what does the vendor do? They send it to time payment. What does time payment give them? $12,000. Well, that doesn't really work when the customer needs $87,000.
Mm.
But I was able to get it approved as a startup for $87,000 at good terms by looking at the story.
Wow, good for you.
Got another guy in LA. He's starting a second Korean restaurant. It's under a different name. Most people are going to consider that a startup. Got him approved for $175,000. So yeah, I just think that a lot of these, the problem is this. Most people in my industry, without being rude, don't want to work with restaurant vendors, and so most restaurant vendors have to work with people that just don't know what they're doing. They just don't want to go that extra mile. And so far for the Excel vendors, I think I've provided them something pretty valuable. I'm actually finishing up a food truck, actually, for guys out at Restaurant Equipment Paradise, which is a hell of a deal, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, 18 moving pieces, you don't even want to get into it. But putting that deal together for them and Yeah, so people are pretty happy. I think there's some real progress.
Sounds great, Ruben. Good for you.
Yeah, but I'm going to do something nice for you on the back end. Don't worry about that. I just wanted to thank you. That's getting me some traction, but yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Right.
How did Victoria like the trip?
I think it was a real positive thing.
Cool. Well, she has nothing but great things to say about you, by the way.
Oh, good. I hope we can keep some deals coming.
No, yeah, PSA Partners, dude. I mean, that's great tool. Hey, that's a startup restaurant, Josh. They got $50,000 at great terms. You can't beat that.
Great.
So I will be hollering at you shortly. There's a guy I'm working with called Monsignor Crate, by the way. I don't know if he's your customer or not.
Familiar to me. Well, we not do a lot of crepe stuff. So
he's not the nicest dude in the world, by the way.
No, I think I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, the French guy?
Yeah.
He's kind of like pressing on me. I'm like, dude, like you can press on me, but like it is what it is. So
no, he's a really rude guy.
In fact, he's extremely rude.
I remember dealing with Eurodib, the importer of the crepe equipment, and they know this guy. They know him from his calls to attempt to buy equipment direct from the importer. He's a total nightmare, actually.
Yeah, he's not a nice person. But at the end of the day, you know why he's not a nice person? Because he suffered, and I think a lot of people, they feel like, you know, they feel that the reality is, without kind of taking too much of your time, a lot of these guys, they really do feel like if they're not a-holes, that someone is going to really take advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... But he's actually approved for a starter loan, so I'm going to give him a ring, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Ruben.
Thanks, brother.
All right. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.